Welcome to the 60-Day Rapid Launch Program, 8th Module, Autopilot Marketing. I'm Jim Armstrong, the coach and founder of Jim Armstrong Marketing Systems and the Inner Circle Club. And joining us today, we have Jeff Troyer of Automatic Response Technologies. Jeff is the Vice President of Sales and Business Development for ART. And prior to ART, Jeff spent many years as an independent marketing consultant to a variety of companies, as well as 6 years as national sales manager for Oakley, the largest and most influential sports eyewear manufacturer in the world. Jeff has joined me today to share with you a very simple technology that thousands of successful business owners across the country are using to increase their profits, free up their time, and save money. Welcome, Jeff, and thanks for being with us today.
Hey, thanks very much, Jim.
Okay, well, let's just dig right in. We've got a lot to cover today, and you've got a lot of really powerful, innovative strategies and knowledge, and we want to allow plenty of time for that. So, first of all, your company was built on free recorded messages and voice broadcast for other businesses. How did you get into the technology of lead generation and client nurturing?
Well, it's a funny story. Way back in 1989, actually, our president and owner, Brad Cheatham, actually, I've known him since I was 10 years old, so we go back way back, met in fifth grade. Anyway, he was a real estate broker back then, and he was struggling like so many businesses, you know, cold calling and door knocking and working around the clock, you know, trying to find new customers. And really what he wanted was three common things that a lot of businesses want. He wanted a way to differentiate himself, number one, from every other realtor out there, you know, whose advertising all look the same. If you look at most advertising out there, and especially in the real estate world, every one of them would say, you know, call me, I'm the best, I'm the most experienced, I won the most awards, I'm the most honest and the most caring, and I'm the best looking, you know, whatever it may be.
Top producer, million dollar producer.
It's really funny, I heard a joke, you know, where they said that the real estate industry is the only industry that actually puts their income on their business card, you know. Multi-million dollar platinum award producer. Well, anyway, the consumer could care less, and if you put this in the language of floor covering, if you open up any Yellow Page book or you look at any floor covering ad, you're going to see some or all of the following adjectives. You're going to see lowest rates, fastest service, free quotes, trusted, friendly, 100% satisfaction, professional, all those adjectives that you see. The problem is, though, is that everybody else out there is claiming and saying the same things, and then the only criteria that a consumer has in choosing you over somebody else then becomes price. So you inadvertently become a commodity, and that's the last thing that Brad wanted. And so he had to figure out a way, number one, to change that. Number two, he wanted to quit spending money on advertising that just wasn't working, and he needed a way to be able to track every piece that went out and see whether it worked or not, because money was just going out as fast as it was coming in, and he didn't know what was working. The third thing that he wanted to do is he wanted to find a way to sift and sort and screen out all those people who normally would waste his time. So he did a lot of soul searching, and he thought, you know, wouldn't it be great if there was an automated way to do all this? Because the time that it would save him would allow him to do all the other things that he really needed to do in his business, the most important aspects of his business, and then also be able to spend a lot of time with his family and friends and all that. He realized that the first thing you need to do when it comes, you know, all selling begins with prospects, and he realized the first thing you need to do with a prospect is you need to find a way to attract them and compel them to call you. So what he did is he came up with the idea of running ads in the real estate classifieds, and these ads would say, call my 24-hour free recorded message, enter in an extension, and hear pressure-free recorded information on the different properties that he was trying to sell. Now, here's an amazing thing happened. He started getting all these calls, and he realized that people were calling to listen to his free recorded message at 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, 24 hours a day. And it was at this point that he realized that the response rate from his ads, you know, his advertising was going through the roof. So that was very cool. And now at the same time, he faced the challenge that a lot of business owners face, and that is dealing with this ongoing balancing act between getting new business through lead generation and while at the same time maintaining contact with all of his current clients, because he wanted, you know, repeat and referral business. So his pre-recorded messages were solving the lead generation problem, but now he had to figure out how to automate the other part of his business, which was his client nurturing. So he began using, way back then, a technology many people know today as voice broadcast, and he started sending out pre-recorded, warm, nurturing messages simultaneously to the answering machines only of his entire client base. And he did this pretty much on a monthly basis, and it only took a couple of minutes of his time to do it. But what happened after that was he started getting a 2 to 3 times increase in his repeat and referral business. So back to free recorded messages. As he continued to market this way, all of his friends and his business associates in the real estate business started asking him, you know, what in the world are you doing? How are you able to generate all this business, generate all these leads? So what he did is he kind of put two and two together, and he created a business out of his idea, which actually today, 18 years later, is helping thousands of entrepreneurs across the U.S. and Canada to do all the things that he originally wanted to do, and that is to completely automate all their marketing. There's a gentleman that I was introduced to a number of years ago. His name is Dave Kekich, and he's an amazing individual. He's an entrepreneur that wrote a little booklet called Kekich Credos, and in it, he wrote 100 success secrets that he's learned over all of his years in business. And my favorite quote from him, actually, is one that says that the sole purpose of business is to create and then keep customers. I thought that was so simple and yet so powerful, because no matter how complicated, you know, we try to make it, that's what it boils down to. So, you know, as I mentioned before, every business has this balancing act between how do I get new business and how do I maintain the clients I have. And many businesses are good at one or the other, but not both. So really, Jim, what we're going to be talking about on this call is a way to simplify everything by completely automating the process of attracting not just prospects, but motivated, qualified prospects, and then nurturing them until they become advocates, or what a lot of people call raving fans, that want to tell the world how great you are. So that's a little bit about our history and how we got into this technology of lead generation and client nurturing.
Well, you made a lot of really good points, and one thing that you said right at the beginning that kind of stands out is I, of course, teach my coaching members how to create their ideal business and their ideal lifestyle, and using various tools to do that. And any time you can find a business tool that enables you to spend time doing the important things, you need to grab it. Now, the important things, you know, build your business, okay?
Right.
And you mentioned spending time with your family, freeing up that time. Just one of the benefits you mentioned. So that's very powerful.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, Jeff, I teach my clients that there are 3 magic words they can add to any ad to dramatically increase the response. And those 3 words are free recorded message.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me why free recorded messages are so powerful as a lead generation tool, as well as some of the industries and clients who are currently getting huge results from this technology.
Well, after doing this for 18 years, we have really found truly that the 3 most powerful words in advertising are free recorded message. And we found that when you use these, what we call magic words, it can literally increase your response factor by 3 to 5 times. We like to quote a lot of statistics and information from the Direct Marketing Association, because they really have their finger on the pulse of direct marketing. And they did a survey a number of years ago that we love, and it says that 83% of the population would rather dial a telephone number and hear a free recorded message than speak with a live salesperson. And there were three reasons they gave. The first 2 are pretty obvious. And number 1, 24-hour access. Number 2, no sales pressure. But number 3 was the most intriguing to me, and it was there was a perception on the part of the prospect that the information being delivered via a recorded message was more accurate, trustworthy, and believable than that delivered by a live person who could at any time change their pitch, you know, or their message to suit the way the conversation was going. Because when a message is recorded, people are more apt to believe the credibility in that message because it's out there, you know, in a recorded format for everybody to hear. And so they assume that if it's out there for the world to hear, then it must be true.
You've committed to it.
You're committed, right. Now, the other great benefit of that is that it's allowing the caller to get to know you. They're hearing your voice. They're hearing your tone, your tonality. They're hearing your sincerity. And they're hearing really how you can help them as what we would call a knowledgeable, warm, caring consultant versus a salesperson. There's an author. His name is Roy Williams, and he wrote a great book series called The Wizard of Ads. And in that book, he said, if you want to persuade the world, use the human voice. And it's a powerful, powerful tool that I don't think a lot of people really, I think they take it for granted. So all that ice-breaking stuff, that has to go on in the initial stages of a relationship is being done for you via a recorded message. So when the prospect eventually gets to talk to you, it's kind of like your old buddies. They've already gotten to know you. Here's the best way I know to describe this whole process. If you think of your free recorded message as this giant funnel, where everybody out there who has seen your ad and is compelled to call your free recorded message, they come into your funnel. Now, they're all going to have varying degrees of interest. Some of them are going to be curious, some are going to be serious, and some are going to be, have almost no interest at all. Well, if you've done their job, if you've done your job, they're going to pick up the phone, and they're going to call your free recorded message number, and they're going to hear your personal greeting, and then they're going to be prompted to enter in an extension number, so that they can listen to your, and we'll be talking about this later, but they can listen to your consumer awareness message or a free report offer or any number of other topics. So you've attracted them, you've compelled them to call and come into your funnel. Now your free recorded message now winds up doing all the work for you. It delivers a perfect message. No matter how you feel or what kind of a day you're having, it delivers a perfect message every single time. And it's an educational message. And it's a compelling message. So now that you've educated them on how you can help them, the next thing that you want to do is you want to be able to now sift, sort, and screen out all those people who normally waste your time. The tire kickers or the people who use you for information and then go elsewhere,
Yep, exactly.
So most businesses we found, they wind up spending way too much time and way too much money trying to attract and work with unqualified or unmotivated people. So here's an example of how that screening process works. After a prospect listens to your complete recording, there's four different ways that they can interact with you. They can directly connect to you. They can press zero and directly connect to you at any number you wish. So there's an instant, gratification there. They can leave you a message, at which time you could have the system send a text message with their captured phone number in the extension they listen to your cell phone or to an email. Another feature we have is called Message Express, and what that allows you to do, when they leave a message, their message is forwarded to you immediately to, let's say, your cell phone, and it'll ring, and you'll say hello, and actually it'll notify you that a message has just been left in your voicemail center, and if you want to listen to it now, you can press 1, or you can press 2 to listen to it later. So it's instantly you're being notified when someone is hot, when someone is
That's
wants
great.
To do business with you right now. They can also enter another extension number. So if you've listed a menu of other services that you provide, or let's say free reports or consumer awareness messages, they can immediately access those. Or they could even request a fax, a fax on demand. So if you have printed material, maybe you have a price list or you have a list of services or maybe a list of testimonials, which
yep.
we'll talk about later. Any forms that they might need to fill out, or free reports, or even newsletters, they can get that automatically faxed to them. So you don't have to do anything; it's already done. So after you have gone through this process, you have wound up sifting, sorting, and screening out the unqualified time wasters, is what we like to call them.
Sure.
And you're going to be left with ready to act shoppers, and these are people who are pre-interested and pre-motivated and predisposed to wanting to do business with you. So that's the beauty of using this. Now, as far as other industries using this, well, for over 18 years now, as I mentioned earlier, the real estate business has been dominantly using free recorded messages in all of their advertising. Mortgage lenders, obviously. Carpet cleaners. We've got tons of carpet cleaners. I'll use a real-world example. We have a gentleman, a client of ours up north in Oakland, And he was spending $450 to $500 a month on two quarter page yellow page ads every month, and they were, you know, the generic bland.
Sure.
And
name, rank, and serial number.
Name, rank, and serial number. There you go. Here's my company. Here's what I do, and here's my local numbers. Now, here's the thing. He was getting a lot of calls a day, 25 calls a day, 30 calls a day, which is a lot. But here's the thing. 99% of those people that were calling him were asking him, how much do you charge, and why are you so expensive? So, you know, so now here he is. He's got to spend 15 minutes. He tracked all this. He spends about 15 minutes with every single one of them, compelling them, educating them, trying to convince them and sell them. And in the end, he only sold 5% of those people because of this live back and forth thing that I was talking
sure.
about. So what he did is he went from the big quarter page ad down to a business card size ad, and it was a direct response ad, and it said, warning, you know, do not call a carpet cleaner until you listen to this 24-hour free consumer awareness message on choosing the right carpet cleaner, 1-800, you know, blah, 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 blah. Well, since that happened, now he gets about half the number of calls, anywhere from 12 to 15 calls a day. But here's the big difference. Now 99% of those people are calling him to set up an appointment.
Yeah.
Because his message wound up doing all the educating and the sifting and the sorting and the screening. So they call now. They're educated. They're pre-qualified. They're predisposed. And they're ready to take action. So he spends, what, like 2 minutes on the phone with them.
Exactly.
And it's generating more money than he's ever had before. So that's a very, very great real-world example. Other than the businesses I mentioned earlier, we have house cleaning services and chiropractors and information marketers on the web and auto repair shops and insurance agents and restaurants and, I mean, you name it. We get calls all the day. We all the time. We got a couple of calls the other day from a chimney sweep company and massage therapists and nutritionists and musicians, and the list goes on and on. So it doesn't matter. Any business that advertises and wants to automate this whole process can use us. So that's why free recorded messages are so powerful as a lead generation tool, and then a lot of the industries that are getting big results.
Yeah, well, you made a couple things I want to highlight here. You know, Dan Kennedy teaches that when it comes to working with clients, you want to, on a scale of 1 to 10 of ready to buy,
oh, yeah.
you want to work with 8s, 9s, and 10s.
Oh, yes.
And too many times, floor dealers are working with all comers. They're working with the 1s, 2s, and 3s. And this helps turn those into 8s, 9s, and 10s before they get to you. So
yeah.
really, by the time they call, your example with the carpet cleaner illustrates this perfectly, is that really, by the time a client sits down with you, you want to have prepped that client or put them through the sifting and sorting tools so that by the time they get to you, really, you're not even selling at all.
Oh, no.
You're
yeah.
more just agreeing on the details.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's the thing. They call and they listen and they get to know you, and the funny thing is it's a real paradigm shift for a lot of businesses, because when all of our clients, they'll use a consumer education message, a consumer alert message, or things like that, where maybe they talk about the misconceptions or the most critical questions to ask, you know, that kind of thing, and a lot of these people think, you know, they can't imagine themselves actually doing the recording themselves. They think they need a professional radio announcer or something to do it. And I say, no. You know, you have to understand that the public out there at large has very sensitive advertising radar, and they can pick up on a pitch. They can pick up if it's slick, if it's too professional. They're going to think of it as an ad. And so the most successful use of this is when someone just gets on and they record their message. And they record it as if they're sitting across a kitchen table from somebody talking.
Yep, just sounds like a live flesh and blood human being.
That's right, and it's really funny. I tell people this may sound weird, but the less professional, the better.
Absolutely.
Meaning that if you stammer and stutter or you sneeze or you know whatever it may be,
yep.
it's more real. So.
Well, you're dovetailing with a lot of stuff we've already covered, and just off topic a little bit, like we've talked about how in their in their testimonial photos that they get. Do not hire a professional photographer. Get a snapshot like you take at a kid's birthday party so it looks real.
Yes.
People don't want to do business with corporations. People want to do business with real live flesh and blood
people.
And so, yeah, so don't be intimidated by, well, I've got to sound like, you know, a radio personality. That's actually going to make this not work as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, yeah, you're good, excellent point.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that stands out as well is, you know, eliminating cold calling. Cold
mm-hmm.
calling is when you're, and I want to define cold calling, that's when you're calling somebody who has had no contact with you. You're just, I mean, it's cold.
Yes.
When you follow up with somebody who has gone through your pre-recorded message or gotten a free report, that's warm calling.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's already been an established relationship there to a certain degree. Now, imagine, for everybody listening to this, if you were able to completely eliminate cold calling for your salespeople. I mean, how much easier is it going to be for you to keep and attract good salespeople? You'll even be able to advertise for salespeople saying, we do not do cold calling.
Right.
Everybody hates it. And if your job is the owner of the store is basically going to be keep these warm leads coming in, and through ART, you know, you can automate that.
Yeah.
So just, yeah, a lot of really powerful points. Now, one of the concepts that I teach is creating a zero-resistance sales environment, and I teach over 27 strategies to make this happen, and one of them is consumer education. And all of my coaching members use the Consumer's Guide to Floor Covering that I wrote and provided for them, and it educates the consumers on the pitfalls of super low price dealers, bait and switch scams, and why it's important to choose a dealer they can trust, not just price shop. Now, what are your thoughts on using a recorded version of the Consumer's Guide to educate clients and potential clients, and where do you recommend using those three magic words, free recorded message?
Well, I heard a great definition recently of direct response marketing. There's a lot of definitions to it, but one of the ones that I thought was great was direct response marketing is a, and this is a quote, direct response marketing is a pressure-free marketing method that positions you in the mind of the consumer as an expert rather than a salesperson, and thus eliminates the possibility of being perceived as a commodity where price becomes the only determining factor as to whether a sale is made. So, having said
by
that,
the way, if you're listening to this on the CD, rewind that and listen to it about three times. That's powerful.
It's so true. One of the biggest things that you want to accomplish with a prospect, as I mentioned earlier, is you want to educate and you want to build trust. In fact, the number one consumer concern, according to a Gallup poll, is who can I trust? Well, a free recorded message positions you, as we talked about earlier, in the mind of the consumer as an expert rather than a salesperson. It really allows you to create rapport by talking to the prospect one-on-one in a very warm, friendly voice. And by listening to your own voice, the consumer, as we talked about, can get to know you before ever talking to you. And there's no better way to get a consumer guide content, information delivered to someone than your own human voice. As a matter of fact, I read a quote that said, the most effective sales and communication tool in the entire world is something that we all have, but we just don't know it, and it's your own voice. Now, how awesome would it be to have a prospect listen to a recorded version of, let's say, your consumer's guide to floor covering, where they're going to be able to hear you share with them the four predatory sales tactics, the seven costly misconceptions about floor covering, and the five questions you should ask a dealer before you agree to anything. So there's no better way to do it. I mean, obviously, you can have a consumer guide in printed form, but when you do it as a recorded message, you're building powerful, powerful emotional ties with people when you're listening to them, and this is what prospects want. They want to know that they can trust you, number one. They want to know that you stand apart and different from everybody else out there, and there's no better way to do it than using your own voice. Really.
Nobody's doing this in the flooring industry.
No, nobody.
It's wide open.
Now, as far as where do I recommend using those three magic words, free recorded message? Well, pretty much anywhere and everywhere. Anywhere and everywhere you advertise. If you think of all the different mediums in which you advertise, newsletters, flyers, postcards, classifieds, display ads, door hangers, it doesn't make any difference. Every single piece that you put out, whether it's it doesn't matter if it's a Valpak or it doesn't matter, wherever you advertise, somewhere on there, you should have free recorded message. Those are the words that are going to really make a difference and cause people to, you know, lower the resistance and call. So in other words, everywhere you go.
That makes a lot of sense.
So those are really my thoughts on the consumer guide, and then you know, where to use the words free recorded message.
Well, tell us about the auto voice responder and why that's such an effective tool.
Well, again, I keep going back to these Gallup poll quotes and stats because they're so powerful. The number one complaint, here's another one, the number one complaint of the public when it comes to dealing with companies that provide a service is no one ever returns my calls.
Yep.
And that's powerful.
Yep.
So let's say that a prospect calls and they leave you a message they've listened to your message and they leave you a message on your free recorded message line. So check this out. This is really cool. One of the features you have available to you is called Auto Voice Responder, or AVR. So let's say that a prospect listens to your free recording message, and then they leave you a message wanting you to call them back, and then they hang up. Well, if you've programmed Auto Voice Responder to work on that extension, here's what happens. 15 seconds after they hang up, their phone rings back, and they pick it up, and they say, hello, and they hear you. With a customized recording that you did for that extension. So it might sound something like this. It might be, you know, hi there, it's Dave Smith. Hey, I wanted to thank you for calling and leaving me a message. Currently, I'm helping another client to get the floor covering of their dreams, but as soon as I can break away, I will get back to you ASAP. Thanks so much.
Man, that's powerful.
Now, here's the cool thing about it. There's two things that are going on here. Number one, it's an instant, what we call an instant gratification wow experience. First of all, they're thinking, how did they do that? And number two, no one's ever done that. And it makes them feel, at least subliminally, that I matter to you. I'm
yep.
important. And because right away they called me back, wow. Now, here's the other thing that happens. If you have someone who is shopping you, who is going from dealer to dealer, you know, whatever, in the book,
mm-hmm.
What it does is that they have this kind of experience, and it psychologically stops them in their tracks and causes them to go, whoa, I don't want to go with anybody else because I've never had this kind of experience. So it is, and you know, the cool thing is it's automated, completely automated. So you don't have to worry about if you're out in the field or you're tied up or you're closed or whatever, and somebody calls.
Are you out playing golf?
You're playing golf.
Yep.
And, oh, my gosh, you get back to the office and, oh, I've got, you know, 16 calls. I've got to get back. And that person has already moved on. See? So this is a way that will really make a difference in how they view you as you know, I'm important, and that's a big deal. So that's why Auto Voice Responder, I think, is such a powerful, effective tool to use.
Yeah, I agree, and I've used it, and I totally agree. A lot of my strategies are testimonial driven,
mm-hmm.
and in past modules we've gone over why that is so important. Having those testimonials, having other people say how great you are. Talk about the testimonial eavesdrop line.
Yeah, this is a great way for people to call and listen to the actual comments of people who've done business with you. And as you said, I know your system is completely testimonial driven. I know you use written audio and even video testimonials, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, the reason they're so important is because no matter how, you know, eloquent you are at selling your services, it's always 10 times more effective coming from a third party. What we do is we call that the power of social proof. So what a person or a real live past client says about you or about your store, even if they, you know, even if they, like we talked about earlier, if they stammer and stutter, is a whole lot better and more powerful than, you know, the slickest, most beautiful full-color ad, you know, you could ever use to try to convince a prospect to use you. Here's how it works. You can collect voice testimonials by setting up a particular extension on your free recorded message line. By the way, you get 120 extensions that you can use, where they can call in and they can leave their testimony right on your free recorded message line. So all you do then, you can collect, so you can set it up so you collect all these testimonials, 4, 5, 6, 8, 10, doesn't matter how many, and then you let us know, and we edit them all together, and we put them on one particular extension number that you can advertise, and it might say, you know, extension 9000, what others are saying about us.
Sure.
And they can call up, and they can hear testimony after testimony after testimony. And so it's a great way to hear, again, audibly, what people are saying. Remember, the quote, I'm trying to think of the quote, it might have been from Dan Kennedy, but the one that says, you know, what others say about you is 1,000 times more powerful than anything you could ever say about yourself, even if you were 1,000 times more articulate or eloquent.
Exactly.
I can't remember the exact words, but it was really cool.
I totally agree. And we've talked about, you know, the testimonials that where they do stutter and stammer, bad grammar. Those are the best.
They're the best.
Yeah, because they're real live flesh and blood human beings. You know, another strategy that I teach is using the free recorded messages to help eliminate the headaches and hassles of recruiting employees, salespeople, installers. It's an ongoing challenge. And in the eighth module of the Rapid Launch Manual, I give detailed instructions on how to do this and how to use free recorded messages to sift out the people you don't want to work with.
Oh, yeah.
So the strategy basically works like this, and I'll get your input in a minute, Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
But basically the dealer runs a small classified ad in the newspaper or other publication or wherever for whatever position he's trying to fill. And there are sample ads in the Rapid Launch Manual. Now, the ad does not mention the company name. It's just a very small ad that drives the prospective employee to the free recorded message.
Hmm.
And on the message is a lengthy description all about the company, still not mentioning the company name, because you don't want people just coming in your doors. You want them to go through your steps and your hoops. Okay,
right.
That's
right.
Part of why this works. So you don't want to put your name anywhere on it. And so, anyway, it's a description of the company and a list of qualifications. And, there's a sample script in the manual. Now, at the end of the message, the dealer leaves a precise yet potentially confusing set of instructions. For example, you say at the end, after reading all about or talking all about your company, the very end, you would say, don't fax your resume to, you know, 530-123-456. And don't email me your resume to, you know, dealer@AOL.com. Only FedEx me a 2-page letter, not a resume, to, you know, your address, and leave a message at the end of this recording telling me why you think you're right for this job.
Oh.
Now, this automatically weeds out the people you don't want, because people who can't listen or can't follow instructions are going to screw this all up. So only interview the people who do exactly what you tell them. Now, Jeff, what are your thoughts on using pre-recorded message to recruit employees, and do you have any other tips for that?
Well, I think that's an awesome way to use free recorded messages. That's perfect, because it really helps you weed out and save a lot of time, number one, in the interview process. I mean, it's awesome. And almost everybody that works here at ART has come to us via free recorded message. And, you know, again, how we do it is we'll run an ad inviting people to call a free recorded message, again, where they'll hear all about the qualifications, the company, our culture, what we're looking for, and all the things that we have to offer. And then we let them know that we'd like them to leave a message and tell us a little bit about themselves and why they feel, again, that they'd be uniquely qualified for the job. And as you know, you can find out a lot about a person by how they communicate and how they articulate, especially if it's a salesperson or a customer support person or someone that has to deal with the public. And so what will happen is we'll run an ad for an IT person or a customer support person. We'll get 30, 40 calls. And we'll all get together in a conference room and we'll sit down and we'll go through these messages. And I'll tell you, in 10 seconds, you know whether or not this is the right person.
Sure.
You know, we'll go, nope, 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 maybe.
Yeah.
You know? And then only then, that's how we use the initial sifting process to listen to the person, how they articulate what they can do for us and whether or not we want to invite them in for a first initial interview. And we have clients, a lot of clients out there. I'll use another example in the carpet cleaning world. Steve and Judy Ransom and Daystar Cleaning, they have a specific business card that, you know, that is a recruiting business card. And it's a business card where, it'll say, do you want to take advantage of a great opportunity and get the rewards you deserve and be a part of a winning team and all of these things? And then it has a free recorded message employment line. And then on the back of the card, it lists the different positions open and with a specific extension number for that position. So if it's an installer, a salesperson, a front desk person, all of these different items are itemized there, and they can call in and listen. So what it's done is it's tremendously cut the amount of time that they waste with the wrong people and help them to hire much more qualified people. So it is, you're using automation to save time, because when people come in, you're going to know right off the bat, you know, that they're the one that you want to take to the next level, and that's done all that work for you. So again, a great way to free up your time and get much higher quality employees.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on your thoughts may differ a little bit from mine, and that's why we're talking different ideas. What are your thoughts on leaving the business name out? Do you guys mention your business name in the
ad,
or do you?
We don't.
Okay.
We don't.
Okay.
We follow your rule.
Okay.
We don't, what we do is we don't, I think your idea of making, to see if a person can follow directions is brilliant. That's something we haven't done. We may do that.
Okay.
I think it's a great idea. We basically say, customer support person or whatever it is for a dynamic company, whatever, and then let's, call 24-hour free recorded message, and we do it that way.
Okay. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Look, you can tweak these a little bit and experiment, in your particular area. One thing that I've learned is in different parts of the country, different strategies, work a little bit differently. So there's room here to play a little bit. But the overall message is you're going to make recruiting and hiring people much, much, much easier, however you do it. And, I know of companies who are basically perpetually collecting resumes so that when they have to let somebody go or somebody quits, they don't go out and search. They've got like a file of people so they can just instantly replace them. So I like your idea of the business card, just having that ready, something you could hand to anybody that even bumbles into your store asking for a job. Well, hand one of those cards and make them jump through your hoops.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, another simple to use technology you offer for the client nurturing, and you mentioned it at the beginning, is voice broadcast.
Yes.
And it's an inexpensive, personal, and easy way for businesses to keep in contact with all their clients. And I've been using voice broadcast forever, so I know that it works personally. Explain how voice broadcast works and how businesses are using it to stay connected to their clients.
Well, this is the part where we talk about customer nurturing, or as you remember, I mentioned Dave Kekich at the beginning, the part about keeping the customers you have. First of all, you got to create them, and then you got to keep them. And the Rec Marketing Association, I'll use another quotes because I love the stuff that they come up with. They came up with a couple of quotes that said that most businesses spend 90% of their time trying to get new clients while virtually ignoring the clients they have. And they don't do it on purpose. They do it because they just have never found an effective, easy, efficient, inexpensive way to emotionally stay in touch with all of their clients. Another quote said that 9 out of 10 clients buy another product or use another service from somebody else because they don't remember who you are. And that blew me away. True story, my next-door neighbor got their tree trimmed 9 months ago, and they were getting ready to get their tree trimmed again, and they lost the business card of the guy who trimmed the tree, and they couldn't remember who trimmed their tree, and he never stayed in touch with them, so he inadvertently and unknowingly sent them back into the Yellow Pages amongst all his competition.
Yep.
To try to find a tree trimmer. Now, everybody out there, all of your members have customers, and some of them have lots of customers.
Yep.
Wouldn't it be great to be able to place a warm and friendly phone call to every single one of them once a month with the sole purpose of nurturing them so that they become loyal clients who have a relationship with you now, and then ultimately advocates or raving fans that are going to refer others to you over and over? The problem, though, is what if you have 500 clients or 5,000 or 50,000? You know, how would you ever do this? So we're going to talk about how to do that using a technology called voice broadcast. Now, here's how it works. Basically, it's a very simple process. You're going to do a few things. You're going to take all of your customers. Typically, people have them in a database of some sort. You're going to just export their phone numbers into Microsoft Excel, and it's real easy to do, and we teach you how to do that. And you're going to create as many different lists as you want. You can create ABC customer list. You can create a master list. You can create a sphere of influence list, however many you want. You're going to upload those to your voice broadcast manager online. Very easy to do. And then you're just going to pick up your phone or any telephone, and you're going to record your first voice broadcast message.
By the way, interject something here.
Sure.
When you explain the steps, it sounds more complicated than it is. I do this every single month.
Oh, yeah.
It's push button. You're just pushing buttons. It's easy, easy, easy.
Very easy. Very easy. So then you're going to just pick up your phone, and you're going to record. You're going to go into kind of like voicemail, and you're going to record your first voice broadcast message. And a voice broadcast message is different than a free recorded message that someone would call from an ad. It's typically a 20 to 30 to 40 second message. And basically, it's designed to go to answering machines only for the most part. And the kinds of messages that you can record, and I'll just briefly go over these, are very simple, nurturing messages. Thank you for your business. Happy holidays. And again, the holidays can be obviously Christmas, or, I mean, you had even mentioned, Jim, you know, like Groundhog's Day and St. Patrick's Day, or, you know, any excuse to call
it. Any excuse.
You know, it's President's Day, you know, whatever. Any kind of a reminder or an update. And again, these messages typically start off by you saying, you know, hey, it's, you know, hi, it's Jeff with ABC Floor Covering. Hey, I'm sorry I missed you, but I just wanted to leave you a quick message letting you know that, and then your message. Could be a tip of the month. It could be it could be related to your industry or not. Maybe something having to do with with floor covering or even home maintenance, community events and charitable events, letting people know that, you know, hey, it's Jeff with ABC Floor Covering. Sorry, I missed it. Just wanted to remind you that they're going to have a big community concert this coming Sunday down at the park, and there's going to be a ton of people. Hope to see you guys there. Thanks.
Yep.
Birthday.
So you're not in these examples you're giving. You're not pitching anything.
No. No, I mean, it's great. Now, probably one of the best ideas, the most profitable ideas, is this. Typically, if I'm speaking at a seminar or I'm talking to a large group of people, I'll ask, you know, how many in the room send out newsletters, flyers, any direct mail pieces to your clients on a regular basis?
And by the way, we is all the members of the Inner Circle Club get the Home Advisor newsletter, that they every month that they send to their clients.
Yep. So everybody does it, and but the challenge has always been that less than 20% of direct mail ever gets opened. That's less than 1 out of 5, because you know the drill. You go to your mailbox and there's a giant wad in there, and you pull it out, and if it isn't a check or if it isn't a bill, it gets thrown. So a great way to supercharge the response you get, because you're spending money on that anyway, is to, the next time you're getting ready to mail out your newsletter, let's say, or any kind of a piece, you send a voice broadcast the day you do the mailer. And it might be, you know, hey, it's Dave Smith. Hey, sorry I missed it. Just want to let you know that you're going to be getting our newsletter in the next couple of days, so don't throw it away. It's in a white 6x9 envelope with my name on it. And there's a really powerful article on page 3 I think you're going to get a kick out of. So remember to check your mailbox tomorrow. Hope you're doing well. Talk to you soon.
Yep.
And that little 20-second message will increase your readership response by 3 times. And I know you have a lot more voice broadcast script ideas as well, but It's powerful. The greatest thing about this is the cost. If you put this in perspective, a typical voice broadcast message that actually makes it to an answering machine is about 10 cents. So think about this. If you had a 30-second message that actually connected with 1,000 answering machines, it's like $100. So imagine how much it would cost you in time and manpower to physically sit down and call 1,000 people. You know, and when you compare it to other forms of advertising, radio spots and telemarketing calls and direct mail pieces and newspaper ads, when you're talking about, you know, return on investment, dollars generated per every dollar invested voice broadcast, typically returns almost $30 for every dollar you invest. And so
that's huge.
So that's how it works, and how tons of businesses are using it to stay connected with their clients and automate this, repeat and referral business.
Yeah, I use what you just described for announcing the monthly client newsletter. I do it all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, it's great, and it does increase response, and people just like hearing from you. And it's not really a pitch of any kind. You're just saying, hey, heads up,
yep.
I'm on the lookout for this. You know, and that's not to say you couldn't use this if you've got a Memorial Day special or something, or a clients only after hours special. Go ahead and announce that, but use it in conjunction with, you send them out an invitation or something, and you say, hey, you're getting an invitation to a special event. It's coming in a red envelope.
Yes.
Stay on the lookout for it. And that small extra investment. Because when you do direct mail, there's a cost to that. So why not invest a little bit more to double, or as you said, three times your response or the readership?
And the other thing is, too, is when you think about it, it doesn't matter as much what you're saying to them as it does it's Jim. And you're doing it non-intrusively. You're doing it. You're going to an answering machine only. By the way, if a live person picks up and says hello, they're going to hear a very pleasant voice come on and say, oh, I'm sorry, I must have dialed the wrong number. So it's not intrusive. It's not awkward. Hello, click. It's not that. And you can go in and bring up these reports. I'll talk about that in just a minute. And you can track everything. It's very, very cool.
And it's not like telemarketing either, because you program, when you're setting up the voice broadcast, you hit the button that says answering machines only.
Yes.
And that way people don't, it's not like it's dinner time or whatever.
Oh,
and by
you
want to set these things. You schedule what time they go out.
Like,
you hit
it
for like 9 or 10 in the morning when everyone's at work or at school.
Uh-huh.
And then when they get home that evening, they've just got this nice, pleasant message from you on
right.
it. So, it's very powerful. I've done it for literally hundreds and hundreds of clients. I've never, ever had a complaint about it. In fact, I've had compliments.
So I got your call the other day.
I got your call, yeah. talk to us about the tracking systems and reports that you get from both of these automated systems, because, that's very important. We want to know what marketing's working, what's not, where it's coming from. How does it actually help a business owner to constantly improve their return on investment or ROI?
Well, we've always believed that the first rule of advertising is never do anything that you can't directly track its results. See, if you aren't constantly testing and measuring and evaluating and then adjusting, what you're doing is you're wasting potentially tons of money. So how do you do this? Well, you're going to use a very sophisticated online tracking program for your free recorded messages, and you can create these customized online reports that having to do with all the activity being generated. We have three different reports, and I'll cover two of them very briefly, but talk about one that's very important. We have one called a call activity report that shows every single call that came in, every phone number's captured. It doesn't make any difference if they have call blocking, and in 70% or more of the cases, you're going to get a name and an address.
By the way, to pull these reports up, it sounds complicated and high-techy. You push a button.
Yeah, that's right.
Pulls it up. It's very simple.
Yeah, you just click a link and boom, and you're in. And so you can track all this. You can see who's calling, what they called on. But the most powerful report is the second report in the series, which is called the ad tracking report. And what that does is You know, you've heard this saying, I know half my advertising is working, I just don't know which half.
And yeah.
That's a place you don't want to be. So, and the problem is most people track their advertising this way. You know, somebody calls up and they go, great, hey, great, thanks for calling. How'd you hear about us? And the problem with that is you're not going to get accurate information. You know, oh, my brother-in-law told me, or I read about you somewhere, don't remember where, or, you know, and yet you're spending tons of money. So the ad tracking report, you can track up to 10 different mediums. When I say a medium, I mean, you know, a business card, postcard, mail, or newsletter. And you're going to know exactly, you can punch up a date range and go, whoa, that display ad that I spent $500 on brought me 5 calls, and yet my little $75 3-line classified over here brought me 50 calls. Instantly, you're going to know, you know, who to hire and who to fire, essentially.
Yep.
And you're going to be able to track every single thing you do. And the other thing, you'll be able to see how long people listen to every, you know, how long they listen to your message before they hung up, and that helps you tweak your message. You may find that 75% of the people are hanging up 3/4 of the way through your message, and you may want to go in there and go, wonder why they're doing that. Am I getting too salesy on them? Am I boring them? You know, whatever it may be. So it allows you to track and test and measure everything. So that is the beauty of tracking. You could do it instantaneously and very easily, and that's what's great about it.
Yeah, and I know I use those reports all the time. And they are very easy to use, very user-friendly. Your whole system is, by the way.
It
doesn't take long to learn it. It's a piece of cake. And then if you get stuck, you can just call your support line, and they walk you through it.
Yeah, and voice broadcast, too. You can track all your voice broadcast messages and all the ones that didn't go out the first time. You can create a recycle list automatically of all the ones that didn't make it and send it out again later that day or tomorrow or whenever, because you're hoping that the person who picked up live today is out shopping tomorrow.
That's right.
That's right.
And I do that recycle function. It's just a push of a button and it recycles whenever you schedule it. Yeah. You know, what I really like and admire about your company is that you're incredibly savvy in the area of marketing yourself. You have a marketing mindset that most vendors lack. I like to say that you get it, okay?
Right.
So you're always coming up with new ways to increase the success of your clients. Tell me about some of the other marketing strategies that ART provides.
Well, I'll give you a couple right off the bat. Two very powerful ones. One is probably one of the most underused advertising mediums out there is the business card. What does the back of a typical business card look like? It's typically blank.
Blank.
And when I say underused, it's really because, you know, you got a whole lot of real estate on the back of that card that you could be using as a direct response medium. So rather than giving somebody your business card with nothing on the back, why not add a menu of different extensions that they can call to get a free report or a consumer awareness guide or testimonials, or they can hear FAQs about floor covering, you know, all of those things that you're missing, you know, and as soon as we tell people this, they immediately, if they already have business cards, they rubber stamp the thing on the back. We have insurance agents, all of a sudden they're putting stuff on the back, you know, frequently asked questions about life insurance, you know, the 7 misconceptions about homeowners, you know, whatever it may be. And
I've actually taken when I first learned about this, I took the existing business cards that I had and bought a bunch of Avery labels.
Yeah, yeah.
That would fit on the back so I could start using it immediately and stuck them on the back.
Sure.
And then on my next business card order, you know, made sure it was on there.
Yeah.
So I've done, yep.
It's great. The other thing is a website. If you have a website, you need to have somewhere on it that drives people to a free recorded message. How many times, I get this all the time, wow, I got 500 hits on my site. Well, my first question to them is, who were they? And they go, you know, I don't know. Well, by having it some information on your site that's only available through a free recorded message, the caller will, that's called going online to offline. The caller will then be, you know, pleasantly forced to call your free recorded message. They'll get to hear you. They'll become more emotionally attached to you. You'll capture their phone number, in most cases their name and an address, and you're going to get a good idea how effective your site is.
Plus, you're getting them physically involved in
yes.
the process. When somebody goes off the website
yep.
from clicking with that mouse to, as you say, offline, they've psychologically committed themselves in a way that someone just who's staying online hasn't.
That's right. And you want to use all mediums, all tools available. And if you can have information that's not on your site, that where they have to call a free recorded message to get that information, then it's a very, very powerful idea. And so anywhere on there that you can banner, free report reveals the 10 dumbest mistakes smart people make when, choosing floor covering. That kind of thing. It's a powerful way. So those are just a couple of ideas, and we're always coming up with new ideas and strategies all the time. So those are just a couple.
Sure. No, those are powerful strategies, and I've used them. We're getting towards the end, and I want to open it up to question and answers in just a second, but I wanted to ask you one last thing before we go to Q&A. What would you say to someone who says they're techno-challenged and thinks that it would be too hard for them to get, a marketing system like this up and running?
Well, I would, first of all, I'd say that's not true. You don't have to be a marketing genius or a total tech head, to take advantage of this. In addition to instant access to our online quick start guide, as well as the ad samples and scripts that you provide, Jim, here's one of the most important things you get. First of all, Nike's slogan is just do it. And that is the biggest challenge that most business owners face. And so to guarantee that the majority of those who sign up are actually going to start using the system and not just, put it on the shelf and forget about it, figuratively speaking, every new person that signs up with us is going to receive as many as 12 audio emails within the first month with instructions and tips and help and ideas and getting their system up and running really quickly so that they can experience success right away. After the first month, they're going to continue to get an audio email every 2 weeks for the next 11 months, and that's designed to keep them on track, keep you excited. And last but not least, we have an awesome customer support department here that we're just a phone call away, and we're great handholders, and if you need help, you just call us and we'll walk you through it.
I'm certainly not a techno genius. I've called your support line. They've logged who knows how much time with me, walking me through this stuff. So yeah, they're very helpful, and it's just not hard to do. You walk through the first one, and it just becomes really easy.
Oh yeah.
Well, let's go ahead and open it up to Q&A. Anybody have any questions at this point for Jeff or myself?
Hi there, Steve D'Angelo.
Howdy, Steve. Hi, Steve.
Hi, I have a question. I just wanted to know how I could determine what the associated cost of the different programs that you offer would be.
Well, I was going to go over that in the next step about signing up.
So we can save on time.
Yeah,
it is a good question. We're going to hold off on answering that till right at the end, and Jeff's going to go through that in detail. Steve, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Any other questions, Steve?
Yes. We talked a little bit about the lead generation messages, pre-recorded message, and I was you mentioned that maybe you could put the consumer's guide on there. Can you give me some examples of maybe some other kind of content, or is that really the primary target that's thought of for the flooring business?
Jeff, I'll let you take that first, and then I'll add my thoughts as well.
Well, there's a lot of different free recorded messages that you can do. You could do product or service descriptions. Obviously, we feel that the two most powerful ways to use free recorded messages are something that's going to be direct response driven with some sort of educational message that gets people there. People are not interested in getting a sales pitch. They're interested in finding out ways that getting information that they feel will help them in a very non-threatening manner. And so if you advertise a free consumer awareness message, a consumer alert message, any kind of thing like that, that's probably the most powerful. Then you've got free report offers. And you can do the free reports two different ways. One is they can call in and get hear about the free report that you have available that you can have, that they can email it to them or send it to them in the mail, or you can actually record the free report if it's, not too long for them. And then we use the other examples of, testimonial eavesdrop line, a recruiting info line, things like that. So I would say you want to stick with what's going to be educationally driven. So the consumer awareness message or consumer guide is really the most powerful.
Yeah, what I would add to that, too, that's an excellent answer, Jeff. And what I would add to that as well is the three things that I would focus on getting up and running with this system are, first of all, in the eighth module, you've got what is essentially a edited, a little bit shorter version of the consumer awareness guide. I would start with that. That dovetails right in with what Jeff's talking about as far as education. The second thing I would get up and running is the eavesdrop line, because you know, with the testimonials, because again, if someone held a gun to my head and said, "What, you know, use one free recorded message and that's it for the rest of your life," it'd be a testimonial line.
Yeah, right.
Because it's just, it's so powerful. So okay, so you got the free recorded message as far as consumer awareness guide, the testimonial line, and then the third thing is the voice broadcast for nurturing your clients.
Right.
Get those three up and running first, and then in the down the road in the upcoming months, we'll talk about other, you know, uses for people ordering like a free report. You're essentially, what we're getting into is two-step marketing,
right?
And a little bit more complicated, and we will be covering that. But start with those three.
Great, that's great, Jim.
Okay, any other questions? Okay, well, I've got a last one here for you, Jeff. What are your thoughts on inserting the words free recorded message or, you know, listen to what our clients have to say into already existing marketing, you know, like ads or brochures, flyers, and things like that?
Oh, I think anywhere it follows suit with my feelings about having free recorded message anywhere and everywhere you advertise. If you can insert in every piece of marketing somewhere, you know, the opportunity for them to hear, you know, to go into an extension and listen to what others are saying about us. I mean, that's a great little tagline. If you can do that, all of a sudden, like you said, you know, what others say about you is 1,000 times more powerful than what you could say about yourself. You always want to remember that. And so I would highly encourage testimonies anywhere and everywhere that you can put them.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And I would write those... Others say about us. That's actually five words. What others say about us.
Right. Or what others are saying about us. You could, if you have the room, you could say that too.
Sure. Yeah, there you go. So write those, put those in there as well as, you know, the along with the free recorded message.
Right.
So, well, if someone is listening to this interview and Steve asked this question, you know, regarding the pricing and different things like that, so we're going to get to that now. If they're listening to this interview and decided today that the connection marketing system is the answer to getting connected with prospects and staying connected with their clients, what do they need to do next, and how quickly could they start generating money from this system?
Well, the first thing is to go to our website, which is at www.automaticresponse.com.
By the way, that's in your million-dollar Rolodex in your kit, so it's on there.
Yeah, automaticresponse.com, and feel free to, you know, cruise around our site. There's tons of great information. There's some videos and presentations and a lot of great stuff. But to kind of cut to the chase, to sign up, you're just going to click the sign up button, and it's going to take you to a page where you'll be prompted to type in a special promotional code number that we've arranged with you, Jim, so that everybody can take advantage of special discounts off the setup fee. That code number is 5820. Again, it's 5820. So if you type that in, it's going to prompt you to do that. You can check out everything. Now, after you sign up online, you're going to get immediate confirmation of your account number along with your PIN number, so you can access everything. And in addition, you know, to instant access to the Quick Start Guide, as well as all the ad samples and scripts that you provide, Jim, you know, the most important things you get is what I talked about earlier, is that you're going to get the 12 audio emails that come to you in the first month with all the instructions and everything that you're going to need. There's a lot of other things you get, but that's the first. So literally, you know, within a few days of signing up, you're going to be ready to start automating your lead generation using free recorded messages and your client contact using voice broadcast. Now, here's the best news. Our average client of all the thousands we have across the United States and Canada that use, you know, religiously the free recorded messages and voice broadcast spends an average of about $4.25 a day for the entire system. Now, let's put this in perspective. How much does a venti frappuccino at Starbucks cost? $4.60 the last time I checked. And that's for an addictive drug in a cup. When you think about that. And yet,
exactly.
And that's, put it in perspective. You know, you remember Dave Kekich said the purpose of business is to create customers and then keep them. You'll use direct response advertising coupled with free recorded messages to convert someone from a prospect who doesn't know you at all to a ready-to-act shopper who says, I want to do business with you and only you, all automatically. And then once you create customers, you need to keep them. So you're going to use voice broadcast to send warm, nurturing messages on a regular basis, converting that customer to a loyal client who has a relationship with you, and then ultimately to an advocate who loves you and tells others about you, all automatically. And what we call our connection marketing system is going to completely do all that for you.
That's great. Now, we're recording this on November 27th of 2007. You know, somebody listening to this, you know, 6 months later or whatever, the information I'm going to ask for may have changed. But right now, you know, what is the cost for the initial sign up, and how much will they save by signing up as a member of my Inner Circle Co-op?
Well, if they type in the promo code, see, somebody coming in off the street is going to pay a one-time setup fee of $299 for what we call the connection marketing system, which includes both what we call the on-demand marketing line, which is the free recorded messages, and the client connection broadcast center, which is used as voice broadcast. But when they type in your code, Jim, we knock $100 off of that. So they'll get a $100 discount,
okay.
$199 one-time setup fee. And then the monthly costs, like I said, average about $4 a day. $4.25 a day.
And I know you've got different, you know, how many minutes and things like that that we don't need to go into here, because that you know, you offer different programs from time to time, and we
yes.
want this to be relevant. So really the best answer for any pricing is just to go online and check it out and have them customize it to your however many minutes and things you're likely to use, and they'll guide you in that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We've actually made it very simple. We have, you know, pretty much one choice, you know, for the minute programs. We've very, very simplified it. But, you know, the bottom line is I get people coming to me all the time and going, you know, if I would have known about this 5 years ago, 8 years ago, what a difference it would have made in the amount of money I'm spending now and the amount of free time.
Well, what you're talking about doing, when you put it into context of your salespeople's time,
oh, yeah.
your time, what you're spending on all the other worthless marketing that's not working, okay,
oh, yeah.
you know, cookie-cutter yellow page ads or name, rank, serial number stuff. When
yes.
you put it into context, this is dirt cheap.
Oh, my gosh.
It's so inexpensive. So I don't want to get hung up on you know, the price. Really, what you're looking at is this system's not going to cost you a dime.
No,
because you're gonna so much make up. It's going to pay for itself 10 times, 20, 100 times over if you use it the way that Jeff has described and what you'll find in the manual. Really, any good marketing it should cost you nothing.
Yeah.
And what you see when people say, yeah, I spent a lot on this yellow page ad or on this newspaper, the reason it cost them is because it's not good marketing.
Right.
Okay? It should be free. It should pay for itself and then some. And this is one of those strategies that you can take to the bank that's going to do that.
Absolutely.
So, okay. Well, Jeff, I just want to thank you so much for being with us today. This information is powerful. It's timely. It's relevant. And I know that the listeners have just been given a treasure trove of strategies within this one, you know, type of system, the autopilot marketing, and,
yeah.
and we just really appreciate it.
Oh, well, my pleasure. I really appreciate the opportunity to come on the call and have a nice little chat. And, boy, anything that we can do on this end, anybody can call us, and, you know, and we're here.
Okay. Okay, everyone, thanks for being here. You'll be getting the announcements on the next call that'll be coming up next month, and we'll talk to you then. Thanks, folks.
Thanks a lot.
Bye now.
Bye.